Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Minutes after 9 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. This is from Bob Dylan on a Friday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. 71 degrees in Eau Claire right now. Also 71 in Amory. And if you would like to join us on the phone, if you have an opinion about anything we are discussing today, feel free. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Be interested to hear what you have to say. By the way, if you want to send me an email message, you can do that as well. My email address is stewman.radio@gmail.com. Stewman is spelled with a U, S-T. Well, of course, the big thing that we've been discussing this morning is the fact that Trump was in a courtroom yesterday in Washington, D.C., arraigned once again after being indicted on Tuesday. And, you know, criminals don't always surround themselves with the best people. After all, if you're not a criminal, why would you want to hang out with one and work for one? So as we've seen, not just recently, but over the years, sometimes Trump has some strange people defending him on the cable news shows and elsewhere. And we're seeing a great example of that this week. This guy named Lauro, his last name is Lauro, John Lauro, one of Trump's lawyers, all over TV this week, trying to defend his client, but kind of digging a bigger hole is one way to put it. An article in Rolling Stone says, and it has this little caption at the beginning, it says, "Well then," and the headline says, "Trump's own lawyer admits he directed an illegal scheme to stop the electoral count." So Trump's own lawyer is admitting that Trump directed the illegal scheme to stop the electoral count. The subheadline says, "Repeatedly explaining on national TV that your client orchestrated a criminal plot might not be the best legal strategy. This piece was just posted today by Ryan Bort at RollingStone.com, and it says, Donald Trump has been charged criminally for conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The indictment, along with the other two that have been leveled against the former president this year, is different from most of his other scandals in that it will ultimately be litigated in a court of law. Trump can't just dispatch his minions to spew nonsense on cable news and hope the problem goes away. He is definitely still doing that, though. John Lauro, one of the lawyers by Trump's side as he pleaded not guilty yesterday, has been particularly active in front of the camera. He tried to claim on Tuesday on CNN that the case was merely a First Amendment issue before arguing there's nothing wrong with submitting an alternate slate of electors. He then went on Fox News after the arraignment, where he went ahead and admitted Trump directed the scheme to hold up the Electoral College certification. Quote, ultimately, what President Trump said is, let's go with option D. Let's just pause the voting and allow the state legislature to take one last look and to make a determination as to whether the elections were handled fairly. That's just constitutional law. That's not an issue of criminal activity, end quote from John Lauro. John Lauro said the same thing on Newsmax later yesterday, quote, he asked Mr. Pence to pause the voting for 10 days, allow the state legislatures to weigh in, and then they could make a determination to audit or recertify, he said. Lauro defended Trump by arguing that he didn't call to send in the tanks. Well, that's a good thing, right? Unfortunately for Trump, what Lauro is describing here is in fact illegal. John Eastman, who masterminded the plan for Mike Pence to halt the counting of the Electoral College, even admitted it, quote, at 11:44 p.m., co-conspirator number two emailed the vice president's counsel advocating that the vice president violate the law and seek further delay of the certification. The indictment reads, with co-conspirator number two referring to Eastman. Co-conspirator number two wrote, I implore you to consider one more relatively minor violation of the Electoral Count Act and adjourn for 10 days to allow the legislatures to finish their investigations, as well as to allow a full forensic audit of the massive amount of illegal activity that has occurred here, end quote. Trump's team is also sure to argue that the former president truly believed he won the election, despite the indictment laying out how several people around him, people who wanted him to win the election, explained to him that he lost. Alina Haba, another Trump lawyer, went ahead and confirmed to the press on Thursday that, quote, everybody was made aware that he lost the election, end quote. Trump's lawyers may be giving Fox News viewers a way to justify their belief that Trump did nothing wrong, but special counsel Jack Smith isn't just going to throw his hands up and drop the case. Regardless of what his supporters think, Trump will face accountability for working to overturn the election. That is, unless he wins in 2024 and installs a more sympathetic Justice Department. Story in Rolling Stone. Wow. What would happen if Trump is reelected? Is that even a possibility at this point? 14 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And what about the co-conspirators? What about the other six people that are listed in the indictment? Could they help Trump or could they hurt him? USA Today has the story with a headline that says, will they flip? Why the six people cited in Trump's indictment pose a threat to him? This was updated just 9 minutes ago. Dateline Washington says the federal government's criminal indictment of Donald Trump lists six people who allegedly conspired with him to try to steal the 2020 election, including his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, a former Justice Department official, and a political consultant. Any of the six could deepen Trump's already dire legal jeopardy should they decide to cooperate with Special Counsel Jack Smith to avoid facing criminal charges of their own. Former prosecutors and other legal analysts told USA Today they were struck by the fact that Smith did not announce charges against any of the six, even though the indictment describes them as crucial cogs in a broad Trump-led conspiracy to try to overturn Joe Biden's victory. In a process known as flipping, prosecutors often use the implied threat of potential criminal charges to pressure suspected co-conspirators into cooperating against their main target, in this case, Trump. And if Smith can get even a few to flip, it would help his case tremendously. None of the six were cited by name in the indictment, but USA Today has determined the identities of four: Giuliani, former Justice Department lawyer Jeffrey Clark, and attorneys John Eastman and Sidney Powell. A fifth appears to be attorney Kenneth Cheesebro from Wisconsin. A sixth was identified only as, quote, a political consultant who helped implement a plan to submit fraudulent slates of presidential electors, end quote, to block Congress from officially certifying Biden's win and paving the way for the orderly transfer of power from one administration to the next. Former Trump White House special counsel Ty Cobb was one of several legal analysts who said one of the most likely reasons Smith didn't seek indictment of the six is because he's trying to pressure them into providing incriminating evidence against Trump and to possibly testify against him at trial. Cobb said the indictment, from what it says and doesn't say, makes clear that the grand jury hearing evidence in the case is still working and looking at additional charges. And the fact that the six are listed as conspirators and not unindicted co-conspirators, he said, suggests Jack Smith intends to seek grand jury indictments of them unless they work out some arrangement with the government. So, will they help Trump or will they turn against him? Will they flip and spill the beans, work with the prosecutor, work with Jack Smith? It will be interesting to see what happens. By the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
The sun is filled with ice and gives no warmth at all. And the sky was never blue. The stars are raindrops searching for a place to fall. And I never cared for you. I know you won't believe these things I tell you. No, you won't believe. Your heart has been forewarned, all men will lie to you. And your mind cannot conceive.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Plenty of sunshine to close out this last day of the work week. Another hot day with highs nearing 90 this afternoon. Tonight, the cloud cover will begin to thicken up, lows near 66. By Saturday, we'll see extra clouds, a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, high 85.
Currently at 73.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Daniel Show on this Friday morning, and we are discussing several different topics today, and I am inviting you to join us on the phone line. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. We've got 69 degrees up in Hayward right now. In Richland Center, it's 76 degrees already at 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. And just before the break, we were discussing these co-defendants, or co-conspirators, I should say. Co-conspirators in the Donald Trump effort to overturn the 2020 election. And the fact that they were not named in this indictment that was handed down on Tuesday. So what's the deal? Is it possible that Jack Smith will try to get these six to cooperate with the prosecution against Donald Trump? Well, one of them, John Eastman, a lawyer for John Eastman, Harvey Silverglate, said in a statement, and by the way, this is from the USA Today story that I was going over just before the break. The lawyer for Eastman, Harvey Silverglate, said in a statement that his client has not and will not be engaged in plea bargaining in the case with state or federal prosecutors. In other words, he's saying that Eastman is not going to cooperate for what could be a lighter sentence. USA Today reached out to representatives of others believed to be named in the indictment, but got no response. Timothy Heffey, who was lead investigator on the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th Capitol insurrection, said the potential cooperation of the six people listed as co-conspirators would be crucial to the special counsel's prosecution of Donald Trump. Quote, every single brick that is placed on the wall and a co-conspirator's testimony would be a pretty heavy brick. Makes the wall harder to penetrate for Trump's defense team, Heffey said. Heffey is a former federal prosecutor, and he said the playbook in any conspiracy case, from a drug distribution enterprise to Trump's efforts to overturn an election, is to use the leverage of a potential criminal charge to bargain with co-conspirators for more information and possible cooperation. The cooperation of Rudy Giuliani, if he were to flip, would undoubtedly be the most significant of the six, Heffey said. Let me just stop right here and ask you, the listener, do you think that Rudy Giuliani would flip and cooperate with the prosecutors against his old buddy Donald Trump? I would guess yes. I would guess that Giuliani wouldn't have a problem with that at all if it were going to save him from going to jail. Giuliani, who was Trump's attorney and top strategist leading up to January 6th, helped promote many of the falsehoods about election fraud in the 2020 election, cited in the indictment, quote, Rudy Giuliani is not quite the architect, but at least one of the leaders in implementing the multi-part plan to overturn the election, Heffey said. Heffey and the House Special Committee interviewed Giuliani, who cited attorney-client privileges repeatedly, as well as Clark and Eastman, both of whom cited their Fifth Amendment rights on all questions. Powell, Sidney Powell, provided some information in response to questions, Heffey said. The panel did not interview Cheesebro, the guy from Wisconsin. Trump also did not speak to the January 6th committee, despite being subpoenaed. So who do you think might flip, and what would their value be? Former federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid cautioned that at least some of the six alleged co-conspirators, if not all of them, might decide to stay loyal to Trump and not cooperate with the ongoing investigation. Trump and some of his Republican supporters in Congress have given them that incentive by hinting that Trump should and would pardon such people if reelected president. Quote, it's always difficult to predict whether a co-conspirator will flip. A defendant and his lawyer must assess his own likelihood of conviction at trial versus the benefit of pleading guilty and cooperating. Sometimes people remain loyal to their criminal associations. A prosecutor does not file charges unless he already has evidence sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction. So Jack Smith is not likely counting on any of them to flip. It'll be interesting to see what happens. 28 minutes after 9 o'clock, going to take a break. Stay tuned. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The Fed gets its wish with a new read on an inflation factor. Employers slowed down hiring last month, adding a lower than expected 180,000 new positions. Unlimited Fund CEO Bob Elliott.
The pace of increases in jobs has slowed a bit. Should be expected given where we are with overall unemployment.
That rate fell from 3.6% in June to 3.5%. Fox News in court again, defending another lawsuit by a voting software company. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Smartmatic has named Rudy Giuliani as a defendant in this case, along with two of Fox's business anchors.
New poll shows more than half of Americans would be willing to try new medications like Ozempic or before Wegovy to slim down. Medical contributor Celine Gounder.
The interest in these drugs drops dramatically once people find out that they're very expensive, that health insurance might not cover these drugs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Fire and Rescue is searching for a missing swimmer. A 26-year-old man, Justin View, was in the Chippewa River near Putnam Park with a group of people tubing when he left the group to snorkel yesterday, and no one in the group has heard from him since. Authorities aren't sure that he is missing in the water, but they plan on searching for him today if nobody hears from him. There is very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. And after a hot and humid week in the Chippewa Valley, rain showers coming through the area should cool temperatures off going into next week, as high will reach only into the 80s to start the work week next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Got it.
see that it's true. 9:35, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Jerry Garcia, going back to his solo album, Reflections. I think that came out almost 50 years ago, 1973. So that would be 50 years ago, right? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 80 degrees already in La Crosse, 74 degrees in Amory. And just before the break, we were discussing this the possibility of these co-conspirators flipping and testifying against their boss, Donald Trump. And is that a possibility? I guess it is a possibility. We were going over this story from USA Today, and one of the people in the story is former federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid, who you may have seen on some of the cable news channels. I often see her on MSNBC. And in this story, she says the value of these co-conspirators is mixed. On the one hand, their proximity to Trump means they probably have information that could be valuable to prosecutors, she said. But on the other hand, quote, they likely all have credibility problems in light of their alleged lies about the election, end quote. Jack Smith has several potent weapons, though, that he can use to pressure co-conspirators into cooperating, including some that the January 6th committee did not, according to Heffey, Cobb, and others. One is the ability to obtain information via subpoena or the threat of a subpoena. Using that, the special counsel already has obtained a potential goldmine of information from other key players in Trump's alleged schemes to overturn the election results. At the center of that effort, according to Cobb and others, is Mark Meadows, Trump's chief of staff before, during, and after January 6th. Quote, I have been saying for more than a year that he is cooperating, Cobb said, of the former congressman who was at Trump's side during the weeks and months after he lost the election in November of 2020. And Meadows has refused to comment on whether he is cooperating with the Justice Department investigation being led by the special counsel's office. But he already has publicly acknowledged handing over 2,319 text messages to the January 6th committee. Quote, Meadows is probably almost as much an architect of this indictment as Jack Smith is, because he is a witness to 80% of what's been alleged, Cobb said. They'll build the narrative around Meadows, and they will have him on the stand forever, I'm sure, detailing everything that happened, end quote. Denver Riggleman, another January 6th committee investigator, said the committee tried to get Meadows' call detail records, which show to whom he talked when he talked to them, and possibly also where he was when he talked to them. He has said publicly that he's certain that with its subpoena power, Smith and the Justice Department have gotten those and used them, and Meadows himself as a foundation for the whole indictment. Because Meadows has some association with many of the alleged co-conspirators in the indictment, his cooperation could encourage others to seek a deal as well that could lower their chances of being prosecuted, and if so, serving a lengthy prison sentence. Another wild card, they say, is what former Vice President Mike Pence knows about the various and allegedly illegal schemes laid out in the indictment and what level of cooperation he might provide. Pence is mentioned in the indictment as having taken contemporaneous notes of key meetings and phone calls in which Trump pressured him to go along with the scheme. And then there are all of the other potential eyewitnesses, including more than a dozen White House staffers at the time who already have cooperated with the January 6th committee and provided testimony to the grand juries Smith is using to bring the election fraud case against Trump. Cobb and other legal analysts said that even if it's only informed speculation that key players like Meadows are cooperating, that puts considerable added stress on alleged co-conspirators to come clean because of what they know about what those already cooperating might be telling the special counsel's office and its prosecutors and investigators. So who are these six co-conspirators and what did they allegedly do? Well, the first is Rudy Giuliani. As we know, the former mayor of New York City, a key legal and at times operational architect of Trump's efforts to overturn the election results in various states. He was also central to the Trump-led effort to falsely claim that the election had been stolen, including making now debunked comments about two Georgia election workers whom he accused of pulling out suitcases of illegal ballots. Giuliani worked with a group of outside attorneys feeding Trump rumors and unfounded allegations of voter fraud long after White House insiders told the president that he had lost the election and needed to concede. The indictment also referred to discussions between the former New York City mayor and prosecutor and former Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, in which Bowers asked for evidence of election irregularities, and Giuliani promised to deliver them, but never did. The second co-conspirator is John Eastman, a Trump attorney and former Texas law professor who has stated he was dealing directly with Trump at times in the weeks after the election. The indictment says he circulated a two-page memorandum outlining the plan to try to persuade Pence to subvert the Constitution and throw out the 2020 election results on January 6th. According to Bob Woodward and Robert Costa in their book, Peril, that memo was written by John Eastman. CNN later reported on the memo as well. The January 6th committee also found that John Eastman and others devised the plan for Vice President Pence to declare the electoral votes from certain states could not be counted on January 6th, a measure he had previously said was not legal. Eastman pleaded the Fifth Amendment 100 times before a deposition for the January 6th committee. A third co-conspirator is attorney Sidney Powell, an inside member of the legal team working with Giuliani and others to overturn the election results. Powell filed or helped file lawsuits in several states over alleged but now debunked election fraud and made numerous public claims of outside influence in the election, including from Venezuela and even from satellites. Former Trump White House staffer Hope Hicks told January 6th investigators that the president had privately acknowledged that Powell's ideas for overturning the election results, quote, sounded crazy, end quote. Sidney Powell showed up unannounced at the White House on December 18th of 2020 with a team of outside attorneys to discuss election theories. The January 6th committee found triggering a contentious, unplanned, six-hour meeting with the president and his White House staff advisors. Fourth on this list of co-conspirators is Jeffrey Clark, who the indictment says, quote, attempted to use the Justice Department to open sham election crime investigations and influence state legislatures with knowingly false claims of election fraud. Clark, Jeffrey Clark, who had been nominated by Trump to be an assistant attorney general at the Department of Justice, allegedly also sent letters to Georgia officials about overturning the election. Clark invoked his Fifth Amendment right 125 times during a deposition for the January 6th committee. And the fifth person isn't as crystal clear as some of the others, but the evidence points to it being Kenneth Cheesebro, an attorney credited with writing strategic emails and memos about the efforts to overturn the vote in key states. The January 6th internal report said Cheesebro drafted and distributed documents intended for use in, quote, the Trump team's fake elector ceremonies, end quote, that were distributed to several states. The indictment refers to those memos, saying they were sent with fraudulent elector instructions along with fraudulent elector certificates that he had drafted. And the sixth member is unclear, the sixth co-conspirator. It could be one of the, it could be one of a few people involved in constructing the fraudulent slates of presidential electors in a flurry of emails and conference calls during the first 2 weeks of December 2020. The indictment describes the person as a political consultant who spoke with alleged co-conspirators one and five in conference calls organized by the Trump campaign on December 7th and December 12th and circulated conditional language in the fraudulent elector certificates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Will those co-conspirators flip and start working with the prosecutors, give them the information that they need in order for them to stay out of jail? What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, if you have an opinion, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
When that train rolls, you won't know where it's been. You gotta try to see a little further. They love each other. Lord, you can see that it's true. Lord, you can see.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 87. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 68. Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 85. Some showers and storms possible Saturday night, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high of 78.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Final segment, and I think I've had enough of politics for this show. Eventually it just catches up with you, right? So let's devote this last segment to something that will benefit all of us. How about nutrition? Something to send you off on the weekend with. Information about nutrition. This is from the Los Angeles Daily News. 6 key foods to incorporate into a healthy diet. And this is posted by Leanne Weintraub at Los Angeles Daily News. And it says, there's no doubt that eating fewer ultra-processed foods is beneficial for cardiovascular health. However, eating a healthful diet is not just about eating fewer processed foods, but consuming adequate amounts of certain nutrient-dense foods. In fact, researchers have determined that not eating enough of 6 key foods is associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks and stroke in adults. The World Health Organization estimates that cardiovascular disease accounts for nearly 1/3 of all deaths worldwide. The results of a study spanning 80 countries and 245,000 subjects published this month in the European Heart Journal found that the top foods to lower cardiovascular disease risk are fruit, vegetables, legumes, nuts, fish, and whole milk dairy products. They also found that whole grains and unprocessed meats can be included in a healthful dietary pattern in moderation. Based on the research findings, a dietary pattern beneficial for cardiovascular health should include an average daily intake of 2 to 3 servings of fruit, 2 to 3 servings of vegetables, 1 serving of nuts, and 2 servings of dairy. Legumes such as lentils and chickpeas should be consumed 3 to 4 times weekly, and fish should be consumed 2 to 3 times weekly. 1 daily serving of unprocessed meat or poultry and whole grains, respectively, can be included as part of this heart-healthy dietary pattern, according to the findings. Popular fad diets often used for weight loss, such as the ketogenic diet and the paleo diet, restrict one or more of these key food groups. It's possible that weight loss diets that restrict major nutrient-dense food groups like legumes or fruit may be a disadvantage or even harmful for cardiovascular health. When looking at studies providing evidence for dietary guidelines, it's necessary to determine if there is any potential bias. It's important to note that there was no specific funding for this data analysis. and the studies that contributed to these findings were funded separately and conducted over a 25-year period. While the journal article lists numerous funding sources for the overall body of research, the studies do not appear to be funded by the food industry. In efforts to decrease the risk of developing cardiovascular disease, here are 8 ways to easily incorporate the 6 key food groups into your eating plan. Include plant-based meals that highlight beans and legumes, such as minestrone soup, lentil soup, bean chili, black bean tacos, and bean salads. Also enjoy fish 2 to 3 times per week as a nutrient-dense protein source. Add a serving of fruit and vegetables to each meal and include them as snacks in between meals. And stock a bowl with pieces of fresh fruit easily accessible on the counter. Use frozen fruit and berries in smoothies. Enjoy a serving of nuts, about a handful of nuts like almonds, cashews, or pistachios, for example, every day. Add nuts to oatmeal or yogurt, or enjoy them plain as a snack. Incorporate dairy foods like whole milk yogurt and cottage cheese with breakfast or as a satisfying snack a couple of times a day. Choose fresh meat or poultry instead of processed meats such as deli meat, hot dogs, and sausage. Consume whole grains in moderation and limit consumption of ultra-processed grain products like Wonder Bread. That's my injection there at the end of that story by Leanne Weintraub. Something to send you off to the weekend with, some ideas about healthy eating. I know that personally, when I eat unhealthy food, it's usually on the weekend, usually when I'm hanging out with friends and having a beer. It's like, what the heck, a little bit of deep fried this or that isn't going to kill me, at least not today. But it's something to consider. I think better nutrition is something that we can all benefit from. So there's your good advice for today. Well, we've just about run out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in today and all week long. Hope you enjoy your Friday, and I hope you enjoy your weekend. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back Monday morning, 8 o'clock.
The newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.